thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Yes, it does. It settles right there. How am I coming through there, Ashley? Am I too loud, or how am I?
You're always too loud.
You keep moving your mouth.
So. Well, I'm right here.
There you go. That's good.
Is that good?
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
My head.
Stay put.
Yeah.
Stay put.
I'm staying put.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed here, ready to go on another beautiful Sunday morning up in the territory of Jefferson, specifically Shasta County, downtown Redding. It was a little breezy yesterday.
There's a horse in the room.
Was it breezy in your neighborhood?
Yes, it was, especially around the horses.
You have horses? You have horses in your neighborhood?
There's horses in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
There is.
Okay.
I see dead people.
I want to see some
hey,
dead
Ashley.
People.
How you doing, huh?
Or people dead.
I am doing all right. Today's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day, so I intend to celebrate that later.
Yum.
Oh, now that Terry knows that, so will he.
Hey, the ice cream people came through my neighborhood last night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I made them.
You made them come
yeah,
to your neighborhood?
Yeah, and I bought a whole bunch of stuff, and I hid it from Sally.
Where'd you hide it?
I'm not telling.
Why not?
Because she'll be listening.
No, she won't listen.
Hey, listen. Frozen Snicker ice cream bars.
Oh.
I know I'm talking dirty here. I know.
Well, those are in the freezer in the garage. I know that.
So, anyway, here we are broadcasting live from KCNR.
1460 AM.
96.5 sounds better. And if you want to call in, it's area code 530-605-4567, 605-4567. Well, I guess social distancing in Shasta County is truly out of the...
out the window?
Oh, I guess so. 1,500 people at the rally, and in the record search like today in the local newspaper, it showed officers hugging, and everybody's hugging everybody. I'm glad everybody's
and they're arm in arm and everything
they're
else.
Hugging.
Yep, yep, mm-hmm. yep. So all the businesses can open up, the schools can open up.
They should be able to.
The restaurants should be able to have full capacity. Yada, 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 yada. The list goes on and on, right?
Well, how can you ask a police officer, especially like Sergeant Montgomery, who really, you know, he went out there and went to that crowd on Tuesday night and talked to them, hugged a bunch of them, and really kind of calmed the whole thing down, did a nice job.
He diffused a little bit there.
He did. He did a nice job. And when you look at something like that, and I mean, you know, it just, how do you enforce social distancing, Mr. Ewert and Ms. Randstrom?
It's like herding cats.
Well, Ms. Randstrom, though, at the last Board of Supervisors meeting.
Now, who is she again?
She's the health officer here.
Health officer.
She's a doctor.
She's the top doctor employed by the county.
$284,589.76 worth. That's what she makes. Of course, she probably got a raise this year. That was last year. And then Donnell Ewert, who is the HHSA director, $263,088.86. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And they have under them... Melissa, I can't spell it. I'll have to spell it. I mean, it's Janelewiz. She's the HHSA branch director, one of eight branch directors, $202,400.36 total compensation.
For eight people?
Oh, that's
each?
Just hers.
Each?
Some make less. I mean, if you go down to, like, number six, number five, Nancy Bolin, for one, $161,646.09 total compensation. But there's eight of them. Why do we have eight HHSA, Health and Human Services branch directors. Well, here's the fun part. We have 15 Health and Human Service staff managers, 15 of them. The one that makes the most money is $175,000 in total compensation to $110,000 for the one that makes the least amount of money. There are millions of dollars, folks, in all these positions, and can anybody call in from anywhere in all the counties of Jefferson and tell me what these people do? What do they do? What do they do? So somebody out there maybe can call in and say what the job description is of an HSA staff manager, 15 of them, why that compensation is justified, and how come we don't have 10 instead of 15? There's our deputies. Why is it that we have 8 branch directors? How come we need 8 branches for one county?
Wow.
And why is it that Melissa makes $202,400.36, and you can go down to the bottom level of number 8, and they're still around $150,000 total compensation? Why is that? Why is there 8 of them? You know, why? Why is it that we have Karen Randstrom as a health officer? And here's the most disingenuous thing I've ever seen in my entire life. We talked about social distancing. We know what happened at the rally. It was yesterday, yes? Yes. It's Caldwell Park?
Yeah, Caldwell Park, yeah.
And everybody's hugging everybody, and there's no social distancing. We haven't had social distancing, yet we can't open anything up. And then at the Board of Supervisors meeting, these two disingenuous people, Randstrom and Ewert, are wearing masks. Why didn't they wear masks the week before? The meeting before. But they wore the masks. I mean, how much of this, people, are you going to take? Do you understand we are paying millions and millions of dollars out? We need deputies. And here's a good way to get them. Maybe cut down the program managers to 10 instead of 15.
Or find out what they really do and do a complete and final forensic audit on the department.
Well put, my
hello,
friend.
We ask about this all the time to all these government officials, and it's crickets. Not one of them is willing to take it on. We've talked to boards of supervisors, members, about that. Not one of them is willing to take it on.
We asked Joe Comente at least a dozen times. And here's something else, too. You guys need to maybe call on to your local radio programs. You know, and call in and say to everyone on all the different radio programs, and call in and say, hey, how come nobody's doing a real interview? Simple question. What does everybody do?
Mm-hmm.
Not a long, involved, contrived. What do you do? Why do we need 15 program staff program managers? Why do we need 15? And why are we paying millions and millions of dollars? And, oh, by the way, you know, there's a thing called pensions. All these folks get a pension. In fact, I was just informed today, I guess our fire chief, you said, that was that was leaving? Ashley, what exactly was that again?
Yeah, Ryder is retiring in August, I believe it was.
Okay. Now, can you find out what Chief Kreider's total compensation is? You can go to Transparent California, City of Reading. And they should have the 2019 stats there, which, again, won't show what he'll retire on, because that'll be probably a little higher by the time August comes. And this isn't a slam of whether he's worth it or not. I'm just wanting just curiosity, because we're spending all this money. We don't know what we're spending it on yet. I guess they were essential workers. Maybe that's it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Essential. Who's essential? Who's not essential?
Who makes that decision?
Who does? Well, apparently, you know, I don't think there's a police officer in Reading that can arrest anybody for social distancing. In fact, I saw two of them over at the ARCO off 273 on my way here, and they were talking to a guy on a bicycle, and he was sitting down on the ground. The two of them were talking. None of them had masks on. They didn't have masks on. And I mean, kudos to RPD. They're certainly not being hypocrites, and they're doing, you know, they've done a nice job. They really have. You got anything for me, Ashley?
I'm looking. I haven't found it yet.
It's just Transparent California.
I'm on the site. I am not seeing anything. My search for fire did not pull anything.
Just go to City of Reading, and it'll start right there.
Yeah. At the very top, I'm seeing Briggs, Starman, a lot of Starmans.
Fire chief should be
Moore,
first.
Tippin.
Okay, you're looking. Okay, you got to go to 2019, because you're looking at. Yeah, you're looking at
it,
like,
says 2012 to 2016. It's listing all of them.
Maybe somebody else can call in and let us know about that, because when I looked
up, we are about due for a break. I can probably find it over the
break. Oh, excellent. Okay, well, let's go to a break, and she'll look for that over the break. But I'm guessing it's close to about three, from what I can recall, it's about 350,000 total compensation, if I recall. Anyway, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
One, two, three.
Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance for the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Chamber Brothers, there we are. I surprised myself.
You surprise us all the time. Well, no, you don't.
Anyway, getting back to what we were saying before the break.
What was that?
The police chief, Kreider, is that right, my dear?
No. Fire.
The
fire chief.
Fire chief, Kreider, Colin Kreider, is at $294,000 total compensation.
Mm-hmm. And then Schreiber, who's a fire captain, is around $365,000.
$360.5, yeah.
Well, 360,000, but there's if
makes
if,
more than the fire chief.
Yeah, why is that? He makes a lot more. I mean, if you just made $65,000 a year, that's probably not too bad of an income for Reading. And this guy makes $65,000 more a year than $66,000 more a year than the fire chief. What is going on around here?
Yeah, the top paid person is this fire captain, shift HRS. I don't know what that means, but. That person is paid more than the chief of police.
Oh, my gosh. And more than the fire chief.
Yep.
This is crazy, guys. What?
Fire chief is like 10th on this list.
Why aren't the local programmings talking about this? Why aren't they talking about this rather than, you know, who has a bicycle catering service? Anyway, let's see. We've got...
It could be due to overtime.
Could be.
Yeah.
But anyway, we do have a couple callers on the line, but before we get to Dan and Nick, Wynn has something very quickly he wants to state, which is...
Well, several months back, and I don't remember exactly when it was, but on this very radio station, one of the former Board of Supervisors who hosts the show here weekly, she was on the air with the host and with a guest, and they were talking about this kind of thing and all coming back to the budget of the county through the Board of Supervisors. And she was very specific about that the Board of Supervisors, when she served on it, when they went through the budget, they did it line item by line item.
Wow.
And they would debate, they would cross out, they would lower, they would raise, whatever. They went line item by line item at that time. They don't do that anymore. They take what staff says, pencil whip it, and move on. According to her, that's what she said.
On Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, and I have no reason to question that.
Nope.
Because she's been in the trenches, and she sees what's going on. She knows what's going on. Now, if we have proof to the contrary, we'd like to hear that. However, that's something to get your little brain cells moving around in there, questioning, how does this work? If the Board of Supervisors, who take an oath to do everything that they need to do, protect and serve, and part of the protecting and serving is protecting the budget and serving the budget, which affects every one of us in this county. All the taxpayers, that's our money that they are entrusted to keep safe and to spend wisely. Now, if they're not doing and operating a budget accordingly, then maybe they shouldn't be there. If they don't know how to do it, well, then they darn well should learn immediately, and they need to do some hard questioning of everything within the budget. And it goes back to what you're talking about here when you're talking about these bloated salaries and the number of people with these bloated salaries. And then you have the discrepancy between those bloated salaries, say, within that department. What does the administrator or the support secretary or somebody like that make in those departments compared to those that are making six figures? They don't make anywhere near that. Nothing, not even a tenth of that on some of those. So you really have to question what's really going on there and why it's going on there. It's all about access and whoever can get in there, and then they just – keep on bleeding the system, and we are the bleeders because of the tax dollars that they're taking from us in order to support those departments and those people within those departments. So we really need to hold our Boards of Supervisor members for every single district within the board, all five of them. We need to hold them accountable to that. They need to be able to speak to and answer for what they're doing and not doing.
And they're getting paid for it.
And they get paid for it.
What does this have to do with Jefferson? Everything. And the reason it does is because every county has this problem. We're a microcosm of the 23 counties in Jefferson. So with that, Dan, what say you, sir? Nick, we'll get to you in a minute, but Dan, what say you?
I just had a question. Now, I understand that the court case for the CFR has basically kind of been derailed. And if that is true, then what is the next step, and what is it that, if anything, that the rest of us can do to help with that?
That's a good question, and what we're doing is we will be, our program next week, we'll talk about that. If you go back to last week's program, we do address that. So I don't know if you heard our program last week, but you can go to KCNR, you can click on program, you can go to Jefferson State of Mind and listen to the program, and those questions were answered last week. We do have some things that Mark Baird has done. We have a declaration which has been written that does talk about basically, in our view, a sedition that California governor and the California legislative body has done, how they've broken the law. They've broken the immigration laws, Title 8, Code Section 1324, by harboring and shielding illegal immigrants. There's many, many things they've done. As Chris Ann Hall pointed out at the rally we have in Sacramento, the governor has also broken his oath of office several times. She pointed that out. So there's some good stuff to look at. So if you listen to last week's program, all that's explained.
I did listen to last week's show, but I was kind of confused as to what that all meant and all that. So.
Well, maybe just listen to it again and sort of take your time because it goes through that. But next week, Dan, I promise you, my friend, we'll have that on. And we'll have a lot more for you. Next week is going to be a big week, and we'll probably even bleed a little bit over into Sovereign Minds. And we'll also go in and we'll make sure that we try to get something on Free Fire Radio. Now, with that, Dan, I got to go because I've got to get to Nick. Nick.
Okay.
How are you,
thanks,
sir?
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey,
how
Nick.
Are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Here's something I want to bring to your attention. I'm on Transparent California. And Lonnie Schribler, who is the fire chief, shift hours, it says, his regular pay is $93,006. His overtime pay is $144,000. His other pay is $34,000. That brings his total pay to $272,000. When he retires in 30 years service, he'll get 90% of that. But if you come on down to... where in the heck is it? Matthew Oplent. He's a fire chief. He's a fire captain, shift hours. His overtime is $73,000, and his other pay is $34,000. When you put those two together, the overtime pay and the other pay for both of them, you've got well over $200,000, and you could hire another fireman for that.
Well, you know, Nick, that's a good point, but I want to take it a little bit slower on this just because those are great stats. So Schribner makes $93,000.
And that's then he gets regular pay.
Regular pay. Now, see, this is where they get you, folks. Then $144,000 in overtime. And now you and okay, so that adds up to about, what'd you say that added up to about $294,000 with that and his other pay, which is $34,000. So that adds up to $294,000. But what we're one of the things we're missing here, folks, is yeah, they get 90% of that, but we pay their benefits. See, this is something that, and that's why, you know, you always get the thing, well, you know, our officers don't make that much, or they don't make this much, you know, they make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. Well, but what about other pay? Everybody gets other pay. That's based upon a lot of it on your education. Everybody gets overtime pay, and that all, as Nick just said, that all is part of the equation of your retirement. That goes into your retirement. So if you're getting a lot of overtime, the year of that you're going to retire, that's the 90% you get. It's your best year. And that's the way the thing is skewed. But, again, we're paying benefits to these guys and their families and their wives, and if I'm not mistaken, their ex-wives, if they have them. You know, I don't know what's going to wake people up. I just, you know, for the life of me, when I listen to radio programs sometime and I hear some of the things that are on them, I scratch my head and say, you know, we've got all these things happening that are really pertinent, yet we're not discussing them. And why aren't we? Why isn't this being brought up? Whatever happened to reporting these things?
May I interrupt?
Yes.
You know, another thing that's not taken into consideration is these people with these inflated salaries and their benefits and everything, they all do a necessary job, and I appreciate them. They do a good job. But at the end of the day, they are not tax producers. They're tax consumers. The tax producers, the ones in the private sector, your business owners, your laborers, they're the ones that are paying these fees to them. And when you get to the medium salary in Shasta County / and or Redding, it's around $45,000. But all of these salaries are into that equation. If you took out the tax consumers from the tax producers and saw what the medium salary is, I would say it's down around $25,000.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And this is just so unfair that it's just frustrating, and I just thank the world for the website Transparent California. And you can find anybody that works for the government, even the mosquito districts, even the water districts on here if you know how to look for it.
Again, this has to do with the state of Jefferson, folks. This is every county, you know, and we are in the process of formulating a declaration for the state of Jefferson, and it's been done. Mark Barrett has put it together, and it's a marvelous, marvelous piece of work. In fact, it has been submitted to Congressman LaMalfa. He did mention the state of Jefferson on Friday. He did say that, you know, basically he was very positive about Jefferson, and he mentioned it. So we will have a lot on that, a lot on that, but I think it's next week. But I think the main thing here is we need to really start moving these programs here to talk at this point, at least this week, today, on both programs, to move things toward what's going on locally, because that affects every county. And with that, we've got to go to we've got to go to a break, and I've got Troy here. Troy, can you hold on through the break, brother? Is that okay? Troy, can you hold on through the break?
Well, then I guess he's going to have to hold because he's not there, or he's going to have to call back. All right, let's go off to our break.
We got it.
We'll be back in just a few moments.
Time has come.
We're 51.
We are getting it done.
Amen.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Sally Lou, are you rocking out, girl? I know you love this song.
It's all right, but you're not all right.
Sally loves this song.
Sally's all right.
She does. She likes this song a lot. The video's kind of cool, too.
Sally's top shelf. I like Sally. I love Sally. She's a sweetheart. She's a sister.
She is. More than that, to some of us.
Well, to you, yeah, but she's my sister.
Troy, what say you, sir?
Hello. Just a couple of questions. One, could you once again cite the code that Newsom is violating in regards to illegal immigration or the harboring of illegal immigrants?
He wanted you to cite the code for...
Oh, yeah, Title 8, Code Section 1324, United States Code. Title 8...
1324.
Yes, sir.
1324.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, one more question.
Sure.
Where could I find out some accurate information regarding the rally? I had no idea there was a rally last night or the night before in Caldwell Park. Where can I get accurate information?
Well, it was posted in various spots on Facebook, but they weren't real, I guess they weren't real obvious.
Well, the Record Searchlight had a good article.
Did they?
Yeah, they had a pretty good article.
They had a good article?
It's pretty, well, it's straightforward. I mean, I don't know what, you know, the amount of people that were there, who spoke at it.
But beforehand? Or after?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
The article. Was it before?
The article was this morning.
Okay. Well, he was asking before, you know, where does he find out where the rallies are going to be or events.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, sorry about that. I for some reason, my headphones are just, we've had a little bit of an issue here, and you were a little
bit
muffled.
It's just a cloud over you.
Yes, it's a cloud. Sorry, buddy. I don't know how you find that out. I mean, I just, usually it's on Facebook.
Is it on the Jefferson State website?
No, it had nothing to do with Jefferson.
Nope.
Yeah, these are all just different individuals and groups or organizations, what have you, putting these on. None of them have had anything to do with Jefferson. Jeffersonians have showed up to some of these, but they're not hosted by nor initiated by Jefferson.
Right.
Okay, one more thing. Are you guys going to have Reading Patriots? Are they going to meet tomorrow night?
Nope.
No.
We have...
Not yet, huh?
Not yet. We have to wait for clearance before we can do that.
Yeah, we're trying to get the church with no name to... see what they're going to do. You know, the thing is that, you know, a lot of this has to do with, gosh, I guess being essential. I don't know. I would think all the churches would be able to open up now since you've seen people locking arms, 1,500 people, police hugging people, everybody hugging everybody. Saw one sign in Sacramento that I got a chuckle out of when we were down there at the rally on May. This was the May 1st rally. And one young man said, you know, we need to get back to work. Besides, I missed my bartender. I thought that was pretty clever.
That was good.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, Troy, thanks, buddy. And yeah, just keep watching the website, and we will let people know when we have our first meeting for the Patriots. But with that, we have Mark Baird. Kemosabe, how are you, sir?
Thank you.
Thanks, Troy.
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Better than we deserve.
I know you've got some specific thoughts on these rallies and specific thoughts. One thing I want to bring up to you, as we were talking about earlier this morning, I got a request and a phone call to talk to a gentleman who has businesses in Nevada and businesses in Washington. He's very interested in the state split movement, wanted to talk about Jefferson, and his idea is to, in Washington and in Nevada, to state that the governor, as the governor of California has violated the Constitution and his oath to it. And the question really is, what are the consequences of that, Mark? We've got that's one question. Is there consequences? And who has the jurisdiction of the consequences when a governor breaks their oath of office and they break their oath to the Constitution?
Well, the answer to that is easy. There aren't any consequences because people generally don't care. Their remedy is either legislative, or a recall, which is by the people, or judicial. But, you can try to press Title 18, 241, and 242, but, the problem is that is a criminal offense, and who are you going to get to arrest him? I mean, the people he pays aren't going to arrest him because then he wouldn't pay them anymore. you talk about some of these cities with the Democratic progressive mayors, and they're talking about defunding the very police department that enforces the laws that keep the city in civil function proper. So you can't press under 241 because you can't find anybody with the guts to arrest the guy who's doing the thing because he's their boss. And as Edmund Koch said, all courts are corrupt because the judge knows who pays them. So then there's a Title 42 action, which is the civil penalty for conspiracy to oppress. That probably won't work because courts don't do their jobs anymore. You know, you have guys like Charles Nichols and even myself who've been trying to press Second Amendment cases, and you're in the court for 10, 12, 14 years. And what they hope to do is They hope you die or run out of money before justice is served, end of the case. So what are the remedies? I mean, first of all, the remedy is for people to start waking up and paying attention to the government they formed to serve them. You know, you guys were asking questions about why people in Reading are allowed to make $350,000 a year and the fire captain makes $100,000 a year more than the fire chief. Well, here's the answer. Because people don't pay attention to the government they formed to serve them. And people in government don't care, because as long as the tax money flows, they're good. And as long as CalPERS is going to help them buy their place in Idaho after they leave government service, they don't care. You know, how do you get more money? Print it. How do you get more money? Tell the people that we'll keep you safe if you give us more money. We need more police officers to keep you safe. Stay safe out there. Are you all safe? Well, here's a new rule in California. Social gatherings of up to 12 people are allowed, but if you're protesting, you can have 100 people, but you can't go to church. And why aren't there a million people in California, or 2 million or 10 million standing in front of the Capitol saying that's wrong? Because by and large, people don't care because they don't pay attention. All they're worried about is what is in their food cupboard that day. They're not prepared. They're not aware of the fact that that people paying attention to what government does is the only window. You know, only window you have to look to see if they're doing a good job. And when you close that window and you stop paying attention, you don't know whether they're doing a good job. You don't even know the rules that govern you. So how can you say when government's breaking the rules? Most people have never read the Constitution of the United States. I'll bet you there are probably 39,999,990 people that have never read the California Constitution. So they don't know when the government's breaking the rules, and they don't really care as long as they have potatoes and as long as Costco is open, provided they wear a mask and stay 6 feet apart. The fact that they can't go to church obviously doesn't bother them, because I don't see any hue and cry about serving the Lord anymore. And,
well, that's the pastors, I think, and I just want to...
Well, throw it in. It's not the pastors, it's the people.
Well,
the people
actually,
demand, well, where is church?
Well, let me just read you something.
Church is, well, wait a minute, let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Church is wherever two or more of you are gathered in my name. It's in the park, it's in a backyard, it's in an open field, it's in a vacant lot. It doesn't have anything to do with pastors. It has to do with the people showing subservience to the Lord that created them and gathering to do that. I mean, pastors are just facilitators. They're nobody.
Well, they have the power to open a church or not. I mean, we can't go.
Apparently, into, they don't, because
well,
they're not doing it.
Well, they're not doing it because, and as Chris Ann Hall said, if pastors submit, this is Chris Ann Hall's words, if pastors submit, then they admit they are idolaters who fear men more than God. That's Chris Ann
well,
Hall.
Well, pastors do submit because they're C3s, and if they don't submit, the government will take their tax-free status away from them.
Which has never happened in the United States, correct? There has not been one case where a 501c3 of a church has been revoked, correct?
It doesn't matter, because they think they're afraid of it.
They don't want to be the first one.
That's ever been, it doesn't matter if it's ever been pressed. They're afraid enough of it that they do exactly what the government says, not what God says. The God that created you says.
Then why don't they? If they're going to hold, if we can hold protests, why not protest Satan at the church? Hold a protest and protest Satan at the church.
Because the pastors won't allow us in the churches. We're trying to get in, and the pastors won't open the doors. That's
well, that's
what's
all
wrong.
I'm saying is that yeah. just, it's the congregants yeah. that need to force that to happen by protesting Satan, by saying, hey, we're having a church service and we're protesting Satan. If we're allowed to have protests,
well,
then
I don't know about
to
you,
do a little spin
need,
on it. It's a play on
I don't
words.
Need to go to a church to have a service. I could go out in my front yard or in my open field or in Woody's Arena or
right.
a million. All you have to do is, oh, what, you're afraid you're gonna melt if you get a drop of rain on you?
You're absolutely right.
Right.
But there is a way to fix that. And here's the way you fix it. And Mark, you stated it yourself. Where two or more are gathered together, that's in the book of John.
Yep.
And what that's pertaining to is not us gathering together and God will answer us. That is about church discipline. That is about the fallen brother. And when a pastor is fallen like that, because that's what that pertains to, that particular verse pertains to, the elders of the church need to get together and say, hey, wait a second here. The problem is that the pastors, in a lot of cases, when they have a board of elders, the elders are agreeing with the pastor. And rather, it's almost a little bit like Wynn was talking about, how the board of supervisors doesn't go through the budget anymore. They just allow the staff to do it. And I think that that's sort of a vice versa thing with the pastors. It's a pretty, it's just not good at all. But the pastors have control on who gets in that church or not. Make no mistake, but you're right, Mark. We can do that in the field. We can do that. I mean, you know, when a few of us get together, and I know you'll have my meeting, I'm sure that we can start off any meeting we have, if you know what I mean, with a prayer.
And we do.
Which we do.
John Adams knew what to do, because he said that liberty must at all hazards be supported. We have a right to it. Derived from our Maker, our God.
Yep.
But if we had not, our fathers have earned and bought it for us at the expense of their ease, their estates, their pleasure, and their blood. So if you have the gift of liberty derived from your Maker, then who among men can take that liberty away from you unless you kneel to those who rule over you? And Thomas Jefferson said, we weren't born with saddles on our back so that our masters, jackbooted with spurs, could ride us. We weren't born that way. We don't owe allegiance to our masters. We owe allegiance to the Lord God Almighty, who made us to serve Him. And His liberty is perfect. But it is yours to give away. I mean, you can't lose your liberty unless you do it yourself. So I'm just looking at this and saying, what's more important to you? Your beans and your paycheck, or your freedom and your liberty, with which you can get beans and a paycheck.
You're right.
I mean, I'm just kind of asking. And as far as the churches being closed, I don't care. I mean, if I could find 10 people that wanted to have church down in my pasture under the oak tree, I'd do it. I don't listen to government. I don't listen to government about the First Amendment. Certainly don't pay attention to government about the Second Amendment, the Third, Fourth, Fifth through Tenth Amendments. Government means nothing to me where those amendments are concerned, because those liberties come from the one who made me. And fear not the man that can kill your body. Fear the being that can kill your body and throw your soul into hell forever.
You know, you're 100%.
That's who I fear.
Yep.
I don't fear government. All it can take is my life. And I would go down fighting for that.
Right.
I fear the one that can throw my soul into hell.
Right.
So who do you serve? And, you know, I mean, just ask yourself that. Now, if you're an atheist, you serve man. Okay. That's a choice that you made, and you'll answer for that choice just like everybody will answer for their choices. But if you don't serve man, and you serve Lord, and you serve the liberty that your fathers and your forefathers died to give you, then you have a different set of choices on your plate. So start making those choices, because personal responsibility is big with me. You want to know whose fault all this is, go look in the mirror, because that's whose fault it is.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. And you're absolutely right. You know, again, Chris Ann Hall, if the pastors submit, if they submit, they admit that they're idolaters who fear men more than God.
Let me argue with that.
That's right.
What do you mean if they submit? They have.
They have submitted. That's just not okay, pastors. That's just not okay. It's just not okay. And this is a woman whose husband has been a pastor, and I heard 7 pastors speak in Sacramento on the 23rd, and all of them are standing up, and all of them are holding their services. If you're not open as a church, shame on you. And if you have a pastor that isn't open, you tell them, shame on them. Shame on them.
All right, we'll be right back. We've got to go to our break. Mark will hold over, and we'll finish this up.
Time has come.
For 51.
We're getting it done.
Amen.
Then maybe kids in school could play, and unborn children. What if the life that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth?
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Pastors see the light. And Mark, you know, you're so spot on about this. And so, I mean, you're just spot on about it. You know, when you talk about people, I mean, good grief. You know, I mentioned this on another radio program about the pastors and basically what Chris Van was saying, because Chris Van also called the pastors, lily livered pastors. It's not all of them. It's not all of them, but the majority of them that won't open, it blows my mind. And, it just blows my mind. But I think that, that's such a, to a lot of people, especially these mega churches, where you have pastors that are, you know, they've got 1,000 people, 1,200 people, 1,500 people that go to their services. And these guys won't open up and they're complying with this illegal order, with the right to talk about the Lord, with it's a God-given right. We're told in Hebrews to assemble, yet you can't assemble because you can't assemble. You're right about that. But the pastor should be it's so appalling to me. It's just, and I, you know, it's funny how we don't have a pastor calling in, or you know, I think we need to bring this up again, you know, on other radio programs. But anyway,
it's not like they're at church.
Yeah. You know, and I know that, but you're spot on, Mark. You're spot on about that. You're spot on about the other things too, folks. Is when he's talking about that stuff, I know the guy. He lives it. He lives it. He's not just saying it. He's not just out there blowing smoke up anybody's. You know what? He's living it. So, Mark, what do people really need to do? What do they really need to do?
Well, look. I don't know. I don't know what people need to do. I know what I need to do.
Yep.
And I know that people need to examine their conscience. And what I'm going to do is be free. I'm not dependent upon other people for that freedom. Yeah, there's risk in that statement because the government will kill you if you talk too much about how free you think you are, and they'll teach you a lesson. Maybe it's the cost of your life. They're already teaching you a lesson at the cost of the Bill of Rights, and they're busy pressing that agenda, particularly in this state. But I know that, you know, we Americans, and I'm kind of paraphrasing from Lincoln's Lyceum Address in 1838, we Americans found ourselves in possession of some of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We found ourselves in possession of that. We didn't do it ourselves. We inherited this from the men who pledged their lives, their treasure, and their sacred honor in the cause of liberty. We inherited all of this. We didn't get it ourselves. And so now this thing that we've inherited, this life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, property, all of these things are in danger. And where is this danger coming from? It's not coming from Europe. It's not coming from China. As Lincoln said, that no power on earth, all the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa combined with all the treasure of the world, our own excepted, of course, and with Napoleon Bonaparte as their commander, could not by force take one drink from the Ohio River or make one track on the Blue Ridge Mountains, not in a trial of 1,000 years. So if we destroy ourselves, at what point could we expect this danger to come from when we go to destroy ourselves? Well, I'll tell you, it has to come from within. It must spring among us. It can't come from outside. If destruction is our lot, we must ourselves be its author and its finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live for all time in liberty under God's watchful eye, or we will die by suicide. And where does that suicide spring? It springs from those who do nothing. It springs, I don't care what these pastors do. They've already submitted. They're not in my thought process. Liberty is in my thought process, and serving the God that created me, that's in my thought process. So if I want to have church, I'll have church. If I can find 10 people to meet under the oak tree, that's where we'll meet, and I don't care who shows up to try to stop us. And the Second Amendment prevents them from doing that, at least without a fight. I don't care about the communists in Washington, D.C., who are very open about destroying this nation, because they will not destroy my liberty, because that was given me by God. Now, if the only way I can exercise that liberty is standing in front of God as a dead man, then that's the way it will be. But I will not submit. I will not submit to tyranny. I will not submit to Gavin Newsom. I will not submit to a city council who gives away the public treasure with reckless abandon to those people who snatch more of my liberty and then move to Idaho after they retire. I won't submit to that. Will you?
Hear, hear. Well, Mark, we have about 4 minutes left, brother. That was just, it's spot on. And the thing is, folks, is that, like Mark said, we've got to start standing up. And even the way we started this program today, which I hope folks continue to call in to the next program about what's going on in this county, and that's a county that it's just a reflection of all the counties. It's an example of all the counties in Jefferson.
One of 23.
And like Mark said, you know, it starts with the local government, with the cities, with the counties. It starts with that. I mean, Sierra County, where my good friend Andy White lives, and Julie, Osborne. I mean, when you stop and think about Sierra County, they have like 2,000 people. I think their sheriff makes about $200,000 in salary a year. And I think their average salary is about maybe $20,000 per person when you break it down. And you stop and think about those kinds of things. I mean, stop and we have to start standing up. And we get diverted with all this crazy stuff. I think that's what happened with these rallies in Sacramento. There was a lot of young people who were out of work, a lot of young people who weren't there. They had the opportunity and the time, and they took the time, and now they're taking the time still to talk about liberty. Now, Mark, we've got about 2 minutes left. Brother, you want to take us home?
Well, sure. California is broken. You'd have to be blind not to see that. And California cannot be fixed under the current system. It cannot be. The courts deny us. The legislature denies us. The executive denies us. Even local officials who have their snout in the hog trough deny us. There's only one way to do this, and that is begin our own state and start over. We can reboot the system. We have a constitution that will guarantee liberty to the next 50 generations at least, until some load of new crooked politicians finds a way around it. But we can start over, although we will not win without your help. And by your help, I mean everybody. Wake up, folks, because the water is circling the drain right now, and your liberty is in the water.
Amen.
And there aren't too many more revolutions before it hits the hole. So all I can say is stand for something. Help us. We can give you your liberty back, but you have to help us. We can't do it alone. I can guarantee my own liberty because I am a free human being created in God's image with those inalienable rights given me by my Creator. So I can guarantee that right up until the point that somebody puts me down in order to take my liberty, and then I will stand before God, and I will be able to say I was faithful to your command.
Amen.
Amen, my brother. Amen, my brother.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, with that, we've got to go. Time has come.
For 51.
We're getting it done.